Couple of things I'll draw attention to before we go further. And one is that Jaron is celebrating a birthday. It's gone by. How long ago was it? Day before?
Thursday.
Thursday. And, well, we're still celebrating, huh?
Yeah, we're celebrating.
We have a dinner today.
Yeah.
Family dinner.
We've had a celebration every day
tonight.
Are you good? That's nice.
He's 18, so it's kind
He's 18 and going to start his senior year, and Alyssa's going to start her senior year, and Javian's about to go back to his sophomore year at Clarkson, and of course, Dominic is starting pre-K, all that. But I shouldn't mention them in the sense of saying any student starting at any level, it's a thing to celebrate, huh, Jaron?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks, Pop.
On your birthday and on your coming senior year.
Thank you.
Just leave the girls alone.
You get in trouble.
And Stan and Lisa are going to celebrate. Now you know why I told him. Stan and Lisa are going to celebrate an anniversary. That's on the 4th here. But whatever day that is, happy anniversary to you. Welcome to Sean and Dana. And most of you, I think, might know about the baptismal celebration coming up in observance. This coming Saturday at Beaver Camp. And Isaiah is going to be baptized, but also Nathan and Paula's son and daughter, Julian and Jillian. Jill. And is it Jillian?
It's Jill.
Jill. I've said Jillian a couple
Jillian.
Times. And see, you misled me. Do you want to say more, Nathan or Paula? So again, please know there's a sign-up sheet there if you care to come and bring some food or contribution, and some names are already there, but also at least have a somewhat of a head count. And if we have a small group and good time or whatever, and if we have a larger group and good time, be blessed too, yes. And welcome to Annika, who came home here for a couple weeks almost, isn't it? And so we're having this almost, I guess I sometimes call them a singing reunion, but here we are. Would you come up, girls? Did I overlook anything that should be mentioned? Last minute notice in the bulletin about council meeting. I think most been said that. I guess I didn't say it to Neil.
Lorna's
90th is in the bulletin. I'm sorry, I meant to say that. And that's this afternoon after the baptism thing. That's held at Brookside. But anyway, the notice is in the bulletin. Something else. Don't want to leave anything out. There's very much going on. Welcome again to David and Kay. Please continue to pray for Christy. Maybe she's had a more serious episode than what most of us are aware of. And maybe Neil will say some more on that. Or do you want to know? Another time and so on. And I don't want to leave anything out in this. I'm always doing that. I'm forgetful.
Anything? He was just going to say something, I think. Neil?
No. He said.
Okay. As I wake up with the morning of each day that passes by, and I listen to the sound upon my I can't help but keep a watch toward the eastern sky, and I wonder if the trumpet will be the next sound that I hear.
What a beautiful day for
Something that I thought of as we're singing that I surely shouldn't have overlooked this. I know you're keeping Paul and Dawn in your prayers and her family, and especially now how this is all working through with their situation down there and with the weather situation, number two, and with Paul and Dawn both having school to start now. I'm sure they much, as always, appreciate our prayers.
There are decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I must face all alone. But you said
rivers are wider. Struggling with my voice.
Explanation.
I'm sorry.
Not necessarily an excuse, I guess, but I told the people last night that we sort of work to balance this out and sing a lot of the oldies that go way back, as well as to, because people seem to appreciate them no matter where we go, but also not stop there and not do some other more contemporary things, or at least new ones to us. You and I have sung that song alone together here once. Is that right?
No, we did the other one.
No, here already on Sunday morning.
Oh, no, no, I thought we did the other one.
And
there's two of that we really liked, that CD.
But with the chords on it, that means we...
Okay.
And I still got them wrong.
No, it's not.
So not only not Annika, but also the other two as a Sunday when they weren't here. You were here. But any, doesn't matter. Point is, we never have done it together. And so I'm going to say what we said last night. We started out by saying... We can't get together to really rehearse, so to speak. And I always think of an old Leuven Brothers number that said, "We're just rehearsing. We're just rehearsing." And that's repeated twice in the song. But someday, you know, the whole thing being with this is all anything, anytime you sing, whether we got rehearsal in or not, you get to the place to where you know that you're going to sing around God's throne, and that's what's in the song. So anything we do here at any time, any level, anywhere, any songs, any event, it's all rehearsal for the singing around the throne when we get there. What?
To make that mess up, that's why we mess up on purpose.
Because I say
you better
it
not
always,
be messing up on purpose. I do plenty for all of us. Not getting old.
And last night then we put that in the program, but then we had more, it's better to have more than not enough, even though we still filled up an hour and a half and went 5 minutes over. So that one didn't get done last night, even though we put it in there to do then. But anyway, now we've done it. Rehearsing.
If we forget God, His mercy will leave, and sin will cover the land and the sea. If we stories and pictures in most magazines now feature new stylings unfit to be seen.
They're placed on the newsstand where children can buy. When they go wrong, do we wonder? If we forget God, His mercy will leave, and sin will cover the land and the sea. If we forget God, Satan will rule. If we forget God, our nation is doomed. Singing of evils that give this world a thrill. But I'll sing of Jesus, and though they don't hear, God will bless us for doing His will. If we forget God, His mercy will lead. And sin will cover the land and the sea. If we forget God, Satan will rule. If we forget God, our nation is doomed.
Thank you. really stuffy up here. And I'm not even preaching. Of course, there's still plenty of hot air up here.
Just kidding. I'm glad you think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny at all. Do you, Mike? Oh, no, that's Larry over there.
No, you're not funny.
Thank you, Larry. I was burdened down so low, I didn't know which way to go. When I heard the blessed say, you're called to me. He said, repent of all your sin, turn around from where you've been, and call upon my name in prayer.
I didn't know what to say, I didn't know how to pray, so I just fell down on my knees and called his name. He said, I hung upon a cross so your soul I shed for you. Believe on me, that's all you do. And call upon my name in prayer. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to pray. So I just fell down on my knees and called his name.
I said this last night too, but we sing this sort of, I guess in memory of my brother-in-law, we sing it most recently, Doug Herzig. Fern picked this song to be sung at his funeral, one of only a couple, wasn't it?
I think so. I don't remember.
That last song we just sang was Chuckwagon Gang, for those of you that are familiar with them, and this is from Doyle Lawson, for one.
Down here the burdens are heavy, and the road is rough and long. Sometimes my feet grow weary and so slow. There's a brighter day a-coming, soon I'll step on heaven's shore,
and I won't over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes
someday when life is over and I've said my last goodbyes, I'm gonna see my Savior standing at the door. I'll hear him say, "You're welcome, all your cares you've left behind, and I won't have to worry anymore.
One of the real nice things about singing songs of heaven, and of course, you know, we have plenty of them, is that it just says that we leave behind all the things every one of you in this room and every one of us is struggling with. Worries and fears and heartaches and headaches and body aches and lameness and cancers and so on, surgeries. We leave it all behind and we put our eyes on Jesus. It can be on Jesus now, but especially then, in the sense that our eyes on him with all this not in the picture as it is now.
Hear the labor is so hard, and the workers are so tired, and our weary hearts are yearning for a rest. And we find we're getting anxious to be in that happy land where we'll receive such peace and happiness. But wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in.
Families scattered here and there,
in the dark of the midnight, with my hope almost gone. I had done everything that I could. Someone's prayer broke the barrier, reaching God's throne. Jesus heard as he said that. Heavy and my heart breathes a sigh. Troubles trouble and threaten no end. What relief when the sunshine catches my eye
and the sweet Holy Spirit moves in. Somebody was touching God's throne. Savior, my need. I could feel the Holy Spirit taking control. Somebody was praying for me.
There are times when it seems that everything has gone wrong, and I do not know just what to do. It is then that the answer knocks on my door, and I know that someone has prayed through. Somebody was touching God's throne for me. They were telling the Savior
with that we could stop and pause. Brother Don Arthur, could we share a prayer that we may share at the end, but we'll share it now, not that we can't pray again, but pray that the Holy Spirit take control in some of these matters that are so heavy on our hearts. And I might say, if I could, especially for Paul and Don at this point, could we pray together?
With the knowledge of
something to sing it, didn't I? Okay. To be well known of men, I may not ever be. I'm sure my name will not go down in history. There'll be no marble plaques to tell of my good deeds, nor
better by the last time through. That's called rehearsal. See?
That was rehearsal.
The only one making mistakes on that one was me.
And if the girls have a blank look, it's because they haven't done it yet. So they're like,
oh. Never done that song.
Well, we used to, but since you live in North Carolina, we don't practice. Move home.
Free from all temptations, where
think of my mom with that one. Her birthday was the 30th. So looking forward to that day when I can sit down and visit with her. Okay. You don't have that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
What?
I don't know.
I didn't know you guys were looking at me. Don't do that.
I didn't know what you were doing.
I can't handle that kind of pressure.
If I can handle five women in the family, you can handle that kind of pressure.
Right.
I've been outnumbered for years back.
Spoiled.
He said he had five dishwashers. He is not.
He did say that. We never had a dishwasher because he had five already. So.
And I always said, while the girls lived at home, I was never going to have a garage door opener. There's always someone, and a few other things like that, too.
About. Now he has me. Okay.
Open the garage door?
Yes, I do open the garage door.
When?
Oh, my goodness. I do it all the time, don't I?
Well.
Oh, boy. You're in dangerous territory, buddy. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Come, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come, no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me,
and
I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly.
Keep on praying, too.
We love you too,
God,
Dave.
God bless you.
We're
both.
We're glad you're back. Lord's really rescued you from
I noticed she said we're glad you're back.
And Kate, ignore it.
Now here's a part where, and this is going to wrap up our service, but with the whole family's all to come up here now for these last few songs, and I forgot we have three of them.
Three
more, and you help with this other one, this one, 851. Well-known song. We chose one that you're all well rehearsed on.
Isaiah, you can play the cajon.
Isaiah thing.
But you have to sing. You have to sing, though. Guitars, yeah. Sorry. Jaron's favorite song. What a kid. I don't know what we're going to do with him.
You should take the cajon up front.
Don't be afraid to get on it a little bit. Right, so we can, I can
there's a lot of guitars, so you don't need to be quiet.
Now, Dominic's not with us. By the time we got to the end last night, he had zonked out.
First song.
And he didn't help finish, so he doesn't get any pay for this.
Guys, move over just a little more. Everybody take two steps over and move that over.
How's that? And I have to tell you, it takes its toll, especially for Pam and I both, to do something like this, and especially last night for an hour and a half. And
the old Gray Mary, what she used to be, I can tell you.
It's tough on the fingers and tough on the back and tough on the legs and knees and everything else and the voices too. But we're glad to do it while the Lord gives us strength. Now you help us with this one. Here's Dom. Hello. Why don't you stand out here between your brothers so they can see you?
Good job.
You know I'll fly away, don't you, Dom? Just don't do it now, okay? Here goes.
Some glad morning.
Could we have you play the
cajon
this time? And we're going to ask last song, Jaron, birthday boy. You're gonna play this. You're gonna beat this cajon again, okay?
Really?
Well, you either I'll beat you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I always say when we sing this song, I sing it somewhat, very much with my dad in mind, and plenty of others we've sung it at their funerals, Uncle Donnie and a few of those, and especially old railroad men.
Jack?
And Jack Rhubarb. And it's life is like a mountain railroad, and it has an awful lot of meaning to it. Every time we sing it, I try to say, just follow the progression of, you know, from starting with the Lord on the right tracks, get the pun, and go on from there to meet the great conductor and all this and that, put in imagery of that sight, sort and so on. So you might want to sing along if you can. You know, like a mountain railroad, don't you, Airy? Is your cajon in tune?
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful.
You almost feel like you're in the midst of old homecoming group or whatever. Eat your heart out, Bill Goff or Bill Gaither.
I don't think so.
The homecoming group does do that song, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Well, they only put out about 40 CDs, all of the homecoming friends or whatever they call it. But come on, Jaron. How old are you now? 15?
No, I'm 18.
16?
No.
17?
Stop.
12. Jaron and I share a birthday. We forgot to sing. You know what? We didn't sing happy birthday to him here.
18.
I know, 18.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jaron. Happy birthday to you.
Are you married yet?
Not yet.
I came to Jesus weary, worn, and sad. He took my sins away.
Thank you, kids.
I want to say thank you to every single one of you who have made a contribution. Thank you. Oh, no. I'll say this. Well, I don't mind the... I always feel a little embarrassed by the applause. I don't mind applauding those young people. I always say, throw me money. That's right. Shall we stand, huh? Shall we stand for a closing prayer? Thank you, Father, for this time of fellowship and sharing and celebration and praise and tears and just a time together to be in your presence as we can be even when we go from here, and to have you promise to be in our presence as we gather, whether two or three or a couple hundred, however many, Lord, you are just all adequate. Once again, we invite the Holy Spirit to take control as we pray for matters in our families and this family and our friendships together and all our concern and support one for another. We pray that all of that is guided by your Spirit, Lord God. And aside from that, nothing is accomplished, nothing matters. But in our humble ways, when we know to come to you in your name, in Jesus' name, according to your way, your will, your wishes, Lord, that you will hear us and you will answer. We thank you for that. We thank you for that ahead of time. We thank you for that, for upcoming answered to prayers shared. And Father, we just pray that as we go from this place, we would indeed continue in your presence and know that you are present with our loved ones. You are caring and you are giving support and giving support through plenty of other supporters and friends. Father, we pray for every single need, so many mentioned, so many, many more not mentioned. We just pray that your will would be done in all things, in all lives, in all events, in all times and steps and places in our journeys, in our journey with you together, corporately, together as a family, together with loved ones, together with fellow journeyers. Thank you for all of this. It's in the name of Christ that we ask it, by the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. Change, but Jesus never. Glory to him.